The MBTA's Porter Square Station opened in Cambridge in 1984, featuring the public art installation Glove Cycle by Mags Harries. For me, it was love at first sight. 54 bronze gloves adorning the median of the escalator and strewn along other spaces, like a funny and sad lost and found, and a story of winter as endless as that very escalator in the deepest station in the system. Now, this sculpture series has landed in 49th place on the WBUR Artery list of the 50 best public artworks around Boston. So I paid my personal favorite another visit, with the artist as my guide.
Attention passengers, the next Red Line train to Alewife is now arriving.
My name's Mags Harries. I am the artist who created the Glove Cycle at Porter Square Station. I have my studio at the Porter Square area, so I watch people all the time, and it's kind of gratifying that something I did 32 years ago, that people still respond to it. One time I came off the train here, and I went up, and someone had put a Hershey kiss in every glove, and I patted my heart and said, oh my God, that is so wonderful that someone could demonstrate their sheer delight in it. I think if you put art out in the public and it's not announced as art, then people are not intimidated by it. The snowstorm of 78 was really the catalyst for this. I was at Radcliffe at the Bunting Institute. I came out in the yard, and someone had picked up a glove and put it on a pole, and it was the aha moment, yeah. And as the snow melted, all these gloves got revealed. I started collecting them. I started, you know, it just made me think about space in a different way. It made me think that art doesn't have to be on a pedestal. It could be in surprising places. And what more of a surprising place than on the escalator where you will travel every day? I like public art because there's reaction. People either hate it, they love it, but they have an opinion. Whereas in the gallery, people will just come in and politely look and maybe spend a few minutes. This little girl touched every glove coming down the escalator, and that's always fun to see. Watching the little girl who was curious, who wanted to touch things, those are the things that we lose as adults. She will always know this station now because it's not like any other station. The gloves are here. This is my station. I infiltrated it with my art.
The next Red Line train to Alewife is now approaching.
Mags Harries is the sculptor who created the Glove Cycle at the Porter Square T station, where she met me this week after the installation landed on the Arteries list of the 50 best works of public art in Boston. Check out Greg Cook's ranking and let us know what you think on the Artery at WBUR.org.